The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Olive Branch Pet Hospital, and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, 850-437-1620. And it is time for Pet with a T, Pet Talk with Dr. Mark. And Dr. Mark is with Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare. Dr. Mark Sprayberry, good morning to you.
Well, good morning.
And you brought your buddy, Ann, and your buddy's buddy, Mac.
Yes. He's sitting at my feet as we speak.
Yeah, he's such a good boy.
He is.
We love Mac. He can come in the studio anytime he wants to. So what is going on with the clinic and what's been happening lately?
Well, it's allergy season in
Yes, Florida. That would be for humans too.
Yeah. I mean, I've lived in Florida since 1987, and I've never seen this much pollen in my life.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I think we ought to talk a little bit about allergies today.
Oh, I think that'd be so helpful, because I know we were just saying off the air that there's different breeds that affects more. I had one dog, no big deal. I had another dog that was just miserable this time of year.
Yes, no rhyme and reason. I've always, when I was at, I went to the University of Florida Veterinary College, and I've been practicing about 30 years, and my teacher said, she was kind of the foremost authority on allergies at the time, Dr. Gail Kunkel.
Uh-huh.
And she said a West Highland White was the itchiest dog in Florida.
Oh, no.
but there's a lot of it, but there's a lot of different ways we can treat allergies.
So Meg, what can we do? I mean, what is it food? Is it medication? What are the things we can do?
Well, there's three things that can cause it in Florida. The top one used to be fleas, but we have such great flea preventatives now. I don't see that near as often.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is food allergy. And then the third is grasses, pollen tree, hay fever allergies, which seems like we're all suffering from right now.
Now, when you have the, I just don't know, but when you have those kinds of allergies that are caused by pollen and stuff, so there's the sneezing kind of coughy congestion symptoms, but then there's the rash and the itchiness. So do you treat those together? Or is that a separate thing? Or how does that work?
Well, when you treat one, it actually helps the other. So when you treat the, there's a medication called Cytopoint, Apoquel, Zerillia, and what they do is they temper the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
So it inhibits interleukin, which is an inflammatory mediator that's spit out by the immune system when it's offended. So it tempers that, so it takes care of the itching, the chewing, the licking.
Oh, it's the licking. I remember the paws licking especially.
That's the number one thing in my office right now as they're coming in. People are coming in and says, they're chewing my paws. I'm not sleeping at night.
Right.
They're fussy. Ladies are saying this is worse than any of my children I've had.
That's so true. Because that slurping on the paws can get real loud in the middle of the night.
And you know, Meg, when mama ain't happy, nobody happy.
That's right.
That's right.
Okay, so what do we do?
Well, there's those things. And now food allergy can be a part of it too. Mm-hmm. 60% of dogs and cats that have food allergies, it's in dogs, it's chicken, beef, wheat, and milk. And in cats, it tends to be more of a seafood type allergy. So there's prescription foods you can give to test for that. And then the third thing is flea allergy. And of course, you know, flea allergies, you can treat that with most of the heartworm preventions have flea prevention in it. So it's a pill you give.
Mm-hmm.
Or there are topicals. In my opinion, the tablets or oral is better.
It right.
seems to prevent an infestation. Whereas your topicals work well, but they don't prevent an infestation.
It's kind of like putting the Band-Aid on versus getting to the problem.
Correct. And some dogs have, some people, like my wife was, if there was a mosquito within 10 miles, she was going to get it. And it's kind of like that with, fleas. Mm-hmm. You know, some dogs and cats are flea attractants and some don't have any.
Uh-huh.
And so it's one of those things. So treatment for that is usually that.
Okay, well, you're listening to Pet Talk, Pet PET Talk with Dr. Mark, and we do have some questions already. If you have a question about allergies, dog care, text it in 850-437-1620. Here's our first question in the morning, Dr. Mark. Let's see. How do I treat hot spots that are produced and appear with allergies, licking and chewing?
Okay, that's an excellent question. So what a hot spot is a surface pyoderma, and that they can have a hot spot develop in 45 minutes. So it's just an intense itching. And the problem with hot spots, Meg, is when they start chewing and licking, it starts releasing endorphins and enkephalins out of the spinal cord. So it's kind of like when I was a kid, I'd have poison ivy, mm-hmm. and I wouldn't tell my parents about it because the more you scratched it, the better it felt.
Right, you know? That's right.
And this is this Mississippi boy here, redneck, growing up in the right? sticks, you know, that's what we did. We always had that and ticks and everything else.
Oh yeah, don't tell your parents
because it feels too good to scratch. Mm-hmm. But some dogs, especially golden retrievers on the face, it just takes a lot more to treat those. So typically, you want to trim the hair, and you want to cleanse it with a gentle soap and water and keep it dry, keep them from chewing it. But most often, you're going to have to go see your veterinarian about it. Most of the time, I'll give a little small steroid shot the last 2 or 3 days that takes the itching away, and that gives it a chance for the antibiotic to get in there and do its thing. So, but in let's say it's on the weekend, you know, the main thing you want to do is clip the hair if you can safely and clean it. And then sometimes you can go to one of the pet stores in town, and you can get like an aloe spray or even a hydrocortisone spray 1% that you can get at like any of your pharmacies where you shop.
Okay, that was a great question. And that reminded me of I had a lab retriever at one point that used to get these kind of hot spots, bald spots, right at the base of their, I guess they're at the by the tail, mm-hmm. right at the top of the tail. You know, I don't know what you would call that.
Yeah, that's the tail head.
It's not really the butt, but it's right above that. Yeah.
Yeah, that location is very, very common for flea allergy.
Right.
Now, with food allergies, most of the time a dog will have itchy ears and itchy rears. Now, I was taught as itchy ears.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have vet students that come to me through my office occasionally as a little externship before they graduate. You know, I'm trying to teach them that's what you do it in school. That's what you do it in the real world.
This is the real world, yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. There's a difference. But, and so they say, you know, you can get some itchy booties mm-hmm. too. And I've seen that. And the treatment for that is you have to treat the secondary ear infections. But most of the time it's a food-related allergy. They're allergic to the protein, which is usually chicken, beef, wheat, or milk. So they have two types of diets. There's a diet that's a hydrolyzed chicken protein. And you say, okay, Mark, you know, you just said that chicken is...
Yeah, I'm going to be confused now. Can you explain that?
Well, yeah. So the protein is hydrolyzed, is altered, so the immune system of the dog or cat cannot recognize it as chicken.
Oh, okay.
The other diet is one where there's novel proteins like kangaroo, venison, duck, those kinds of proteins that are not typically in normal dog foods. And usually it'll take 80% will respond in 2 weeks. The other 20% will usually respond within 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But my teacher would say you need to do it for 4 to 6 months. But for the most part, you're going to know if it's going to work in the next 6 weeks.
So would you say that good advice then is, I'm guilty of this, but I know a lot of folks, we love our dogs, they become our little people, and then we want them to have turkey dinner, and we want them to have a little bit of the extra that's coming off the...
And a meatloaf.
Talk about that. Yeah, and the meatloaf. Talk about that a little bit, because they could really potentially get very sick, right?
Correct. You know, Matt just... He just perked up when I said meatloaf because I think he had one. Didn't he, Ann? Like,
he's panting.
Like last week or yesterday.
He's panting pretty heavily over there.
Yes, I actually make him a meatloaf every week.
You
and
do?
Just as a little topper. I know.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, just a little something.
Now, doctor.
You're not supposed to tell your vet that, Ann.
Yes.
Dr. Mark's looking horrified right now.
I know. So,
I mean, the extent to this problem.
I mean, WTF on that. I mean, Alabama, I can't believe it.
Okay, that's a conversation that needs to happen a little
later. Yeah,
okay?
Exactly.
Between the two of you.
Well,
okay.
But to answer your question, I mean, that kind of thing, they're not human. Although
what
they, you know, metabolically, you know, physically, they're not human, so they can't really handle the amount of the fat and things mm-hmm. like that. I mean, they can handle it, but not what we do. And so you can give them a pancreatitis, and you can make them have diarrhea, and it can be an expensive trip to the veterinarian if you're not careful with that kind of thing.
Do you, we talked a little bit about this last time, but do you prefer giving a dog, like, or a cat, dry only, or I used to do kind of a little dry and a little wet. So what do you recommend on that?
Well, I think it's preference. Like, I think the gentleman that called in a couple of weeks ago, you know, him and his wife are having a fuss over, you know, cat food wet versus dry because it makes the litter box, you know, smell bad. But, you know, nutritionally it's the same. It's just canned food has more water in it. So a lot of times people say, well, they're not drinking water. Well, they don't drink water when 80% of the can is water. So, you know, my dogs, they get dry Science Diet dry, and then I put a little bit of a topper of Science Diet can on it.
Oh, there you go. Okay,
you know,
yeah.
So you can do other things other than you know, meatloaf and ice cream.
I have my veterinarian at one point told me not to give my dog chocolate.
No.
And my dog loved Hershey's Kisses. My gosh, just loved them.
Well, and that's not good because the theobromine and the caffeine is toxic. But we had a lady one time, and she had to be 100, and she had a poodle that was 100. And she had to go in the hospital for whatever. And so the dog started getting the shakes. And it came in, her little driver, it's like driving Miss Daisy. Brought the dog in. I said, well, okay. So started getting it Valium, having seizures and all these shakes and stuff. And after about 2 weeks, this lady came back and I said, now your dog had this little problem. And is there anything there maybe wasn't getting while you were in the hospital? Says, well, we do have a little nip of brandy at night, both of us. So the funny thing, the dog was an alcoholic.
Oh my gosh.
It was an alcoholic. And so we I was giving it Valium to treat the rum fits, and it was getting the DTs that
gosh.
I had.
I've never heard of that. That's wild.
And she
so
did.
Now we need Dogs Anonymous DA.
And I asked the little lady, I said, well, you know, of course I was kind of flirting and teasing with her at 100, you know. And she said, I said, well, how do you look so good? And she said, of course, her hair was this fire engine red thing. She says, well, I drink 2 beers a day, Miller High Life, and 3 chocolate bars.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we were joking about this the other day about Keith Richards just clearly doing something right because he's not aging.
Correct, yeah.
Well, now we've talked a lot about dogs, but what about cats? Because cats are prone to allergies too, right?
Yeah, we see a lot of that. That's something called eosinophilic granuloma complex. It's
Okay, now you're showing off. Say that again.
No, it's a big word for allergies, okay. Folks. That's all it is.
Because I could never repeat that even if it was worth $1 million right now.
Yeah,
so.
It's cats are, you have to be very careful. I'm very thankful for Cytopoint because steroids have their place, and I use them every day. However, I'm very choosy how I use them. I don't use them really hardly at all. Only time I use one really is for hot spots, but for allergies like we're seeing now with all the pollen, you know, the Cytopoint, you know, Apoquel and Zerillia, they're very similar drugs. They tend to work a lot better, and you don't get the side effects of the steroids. You know, the drinking, the peeing as much. You know, of course, you can cause diabetes if you do it enough. Now, cats are very, very good about steroids. You can, I think the rule is you can give a steroid shot every 3 weeks for 3 doses, and then you have to take a break because you can give them diabetes too. But they tend to be a lot more resistant to side effects and the bad things that steroids can bring. So cats are a little different. They're a little easier to treat, in my opinion.
Okay. All right. We're talking with Dr. Mark. This is Pet Talk with Dr. Mark Sprayberry. He is with Olive Branch Pet Hospital, and they also have a play and stay boarding and daycare. So do we want to talk about that a little bit, too, as we're getting into the vacation season and breaks and summer and all that good stuff?
Well, we do. The clinic is, I've owned this clinic in this, I was in Orlando for a number of years and did an internship with a bunch of specialists, and then moved here about 24 years ago and bought this clinic. It was on Olive Road by the skating rink for years and years, and then it was a very low part of the road. And then right after Ivan, we got a flood that lasted about 40 days.
Oh, gosh.
And so I moved down to Davis Highway across from Bailey's Farmers Market, and we've been there probably 17, 18 years, something like that. And my clinic is, we're very individualized. We're almost like a concierge-type clinic, Meg, but it's not. People don't pay to come to belong to me. I mean, you know, like some concierge physicians,
right.
You know.
Yes.
But we're very individualized. You will see me Or you'll see Dr. Stephanie Karras, who we're similar age, and we've been practicing about, I think Stephanie's been practicing probably 31 years. She owned two practices in Atlanta, and so we're both extremely experienced. We do a lot of cancer work. We do a lot of referrals. I'll get stuff from Auburn Vet School occasionally to do chemo for them so people don't have to drive up every week.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a lot of that. We do everything, but we do seem to do a lot of cancer. As far as the plan stay and the daycare, the daycare is for dogs that just need something to do, and instead of tearing up their parents' couches and
chewing on the pillows,
exactly.
And, yeah,
with
okay.
with my dogs are actually there this today as well, because they're it's basically a psych ward, and with my dogs in there, the boarding, we have a great staff. We're very individualized there. We don't go for numbers.
Mm-hmm.
My office is paid off. I'm there to provide good service to mainly our clients, but we do accept other. Other clients, friends of mine are veterinarians in town that don't do boarding. We tend to see quite a number of their patients.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, we're talking. This is Pet Talk with Dr. Mark, 850-437-1625. A question. We've got a couple texts that have rolled in here. My dog has a pollen allergy. We use a medicated moose and shampoo weekly, but do you know of any natural remedies we could try? He's a Boxer Pit mix, so short hair.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will say something about, just to address the breed, Boxers and Pits tend to develop mast cell tumors, that's MAST cell tumors, and those can be highly malignant, so controlling their allergy symptoms is very, very important. You can try various holistic remedies, but what I normally recommend is something that I have medical proof. It actually does what it says. And in that particular breed, I think that would be the better choice to do. Bathing the dog on a regular basis, just washing the pollen off is an excellent thing, and it's easy to
sense.
Do. And you do it on the, especially if they're getting warm, you do that on the back patio and just hose them off. So, but those particular breeds really need really tight control,
mm-hmm.
because I do a lot of mast cell cancer,
Oh, okay.
And it's a lot of it. If a pit comes in and does not have a mast cell tumor, then I think something's wrong.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We've got another question. What can you do to prevent yeast infections in dogs' ears as the weather gets warmer?
Well,
that's a good one.
Yeah. In fact, I was running a little bit behind getting here to the station because I was treating that at my office this morning.
Oh, gosh.
Persistent yeast infections, they have a couple of rinses. One we use in the office is called T8 Keto, which is some ketoconazole. It has Strizzi DTA in it, and it helps to keep low-grade infections at bay, especially if they swim.
Mm-hmm.
You want to use that once or twice a week. There's various brands of that your veterinarian will have. And that's what we recommend. Persistent yeast infections, you get a Labradoodle, a Golden Doodle,
mm-hmm.
These big fluffy Cocker Spaniels, oh my goodness, or any kind of Spaniel.
Maltese do. I used to have one of those.
It's very, very hard to control.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of time, the basis of that infection, if it's not food allergy, it's almost always a grass pollen hay fever type allergy.
Interesting. Okay.
But keeping the ears clean, using something that's got a little ketoconazole in it, which is an antifungal for yeast. That's the main thing you can do.
Okay.
And it just keeps infections down. So it doesn't mean you'll never have to go to the vet, but
it helps.
It makes the vet's job a little bit easier.
Okay, we're talking with Pet Talk with Dr. Mark, 850-437-1620. If you have any questions, I've got a question. Now is the time when I want to start taking the dogs out to the beach. Let them swim in the water, that kind of thing. And I always wonder, how safe is this water, this salt water, mm-hmm. as my dog's swimming around and drinking it?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's hard to prevent them from lapping it up. So you have any advice about when you take your dog to a lake or to the beach?
Yeah, the main thing is to rinse them off or bathe them when you get home.
Okay.
Now, if they're drinking the water, I've had dogs get pretty sick that drink the salt water.
I know.
They'll start vomiting,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing. So you need to limit that as best you can. Some people will put like a Nyla bone or some kind of big floatable bone in their mouth to get them
smart.
Something to do.
Yeah, no, that's very, I never thought of that. That's very
that.
Smart. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's very smart.
And that's what you do. But especially around here, Bayou Tahar, it's had mm-hmm. some history. And, I used to water ski on it. And you know, you get water in your mouth, you might have a problem the next 2 or 3 days.
That's so true, unfortunately. That's very true.
Exactly.
Well, this is fascinating, talking about allergies. If you have a question about your dog or cat, 850-437-1620. This is Pet Talk with Dr. Mark, Dr. Mark Sprayberry at Olive Branch Pet Hospital, Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare. Mm-hmm. Why don't you give out your numbers, and you're on social media as well,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and my phone number at the office is 850-477-2901. You can call in there, and the phone calls go to where they need to go. You know, the Play and Stay and the daycare books up. We have the best prices in town. Also, the best daycare packages that are very friendly.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of places in town, you can only use them for like 3 or 4 weeks. We've expanded ours out to 2 to 3 months.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, so they don't have, and you know, a different dog in the house can, it doesn't have to be the same dog. It can mm-hmm. be the dog, you know, maybe say that one dog wants to sleep in that morning, the other dog can come. So we try to make it real friendly. We got a little obstacle course. We keep them busy. So
we've got a big yard too, right?
Yeah it's about 4.2 acres. We use about an acre of it for that.
Mm-hmm.
And, but it's the type of thing that we want them, we wear them out so they come home, eat dinner, and go to bed.
That's perfect.
And owners love that.
I would think so, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are some of the other things you wanted to touch on today? Believe it or not, we're getting down to our last few minutes here.
By the way, I have a comment about Play and Stay. So I have been able to see, I mean, it truly is specialized or personalized for the animals. I've seen some, you know, show up for the day and bring their favorite animal, you know, the stuffed animal, you know, and like carrying in their favorite toys or their blankets. And I think that's so precious. I mean, because it's like a second home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They,
they or get, a little blankie. I used to get
a little blanket.
My dog used to have a blanket.
You know, they'll get out of the car
mm-hmm.
and they'll just run in the building.
Right.
And when the owner comes, they don't want to leave.
Oh, no.
Because they have their little buddies, and we have a list of all the buddies that each dog likes to play with.
Yeah.
So it's like they're getting to go see their girlfriend or the boyfriend, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, how cute is that?
Well, and I think there are some, I don't know if it's this two dogs from the same family or you know, friends, but they come together every day.
Mm-hmm. That's so sweet.
They're in their own little room every day.
But it's kind of nice that they don't, I mean, my dog would shake when we knew we were going to the veterinarian visit, right? So it's kind of nice to hear that they get excited. They're like, see you later, Mom and Dad. I'm out of here.
it's a wild thing, but there's no cages. You know, everybody has their own little rooms and stuff.
That's nice.
And we got a great staff back there, and they're very conscientious. I'm own property. I'm the only one with this kind of big thing going where I'm own property if there's an issue.
Very important, yes.
It is.
So let me ask you this. What are your hours? When are you open? And if someone did want to come see you or bring their pet to you, well, how do they go about doing that?
Well, call the office at 477-2901. We're open. I see appointments from 8:30 to about 5, 4:35. The office is open like 8 until 5:30.
Is that Monday through Friday?
Yes.
Anytime on the weekend at all?
I don't work on Saturday and Sunday anymore after 30 years.
I felt
like I deserved a weekend's off. The Play and Stay is open a little bit more than that. Usually someone's there by 7, maybe a little bit earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And they're usually there until 6. Until everybody's picked up. So it's basically 6 to 6.
6 to 6,
but there's defined drop-off times and stuff. And
okay.
They just call in.
And they can go to your website, too?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's all in there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What is your website?
It's olivebranchpet.com.
He looked at me. He's like,
I think.
Okay. Or you could Google. It'll probably come right up.
And connect with us on social media.
Okay. On social, on Facebook, Instagram.
On Facebook, Instagram.
Okay. Super.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. So we've been talking with Pet Talk with Dr. Mark. I love this segment. This is great. We've been talking about allergies today. And of course, if you have any questions, you can always call the clinic. They will be there and can answer your questions, because if you didn't get your question in this morning.
Yeah. You know, Megan, one more thing. We do see people by appointment only. But then once you're an established client, if you need to come in for something, we will get you in.
So you do take care of emergencies.
Yes, and we see that fairly regularly.
Okay. All right. So this has been Pet Talk with Dr. Mark Sprayberry. He is with Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare. That's a mouthful. I just want you to know.
I know. It's intentional.
Great information on allergies. You can always re-listen to this interview on our podcast, which is at Penske Expert Panel at newsradio923.com. That phone number one more time and website?
850-877-2901. and olivebranchpet.com.
All right, Dr. Mark Sprayberry with Pet Talk. Ann was here. Thanks, Mac. I can hear you panting.
He says, hey.